at 3 p.m. at Central Nebraska Regional Airport in Grand Island, it was cloudy. The temperature was 38, with a dew point of 26, and the relative humidity at 62%. The wind was northwest, at 35 miles an hour, gusting to 46, and the pressure was 29.79 inches and rising. At Hastings Municipal Airport, it was cloudy. The temperature was 39, with a dew point of 24, and the relative humidity at 55%. The wind was northwest, at 35 miles an hour, gusting to 52, and the pressure was 29.80 inches and rising. Elsewhere near the listening area, at Ord, snow was falling, with a temperature of 33. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 37 at Kearney, and 38 at Holdridge. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 39 at York, 40 at Aurora, 45 at Hebron, and 39 at Columbus. In eastern Nebraska, skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 48 at Omaha, 47 at Lincoln, and 36 at Norfolk. In western and north central Nebraska, at Valentine, snow was falling, with a temperature of 25. At Sidney, it was sunny, with a temperature of 31. At McCook, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 42. At North Platte, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 37. Across northern Kansas, skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 48 at Concordia, 45 at Smith Center, and 39 at Goodland. And elsewhere around the region, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 59 at Des Moines, 37 at Denver, and 63 at Wichita. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 26 at Cheyenne, and 64 at Kansas City. In Sioux Falls, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 35. Again, at 3 p.m., it was cloudy. It was 39 at York, 38 at Grand Island, and 39 at Hastings. Now here is the hazardous weather outlook for South Central Nebraska and portions of North Central Kansas. For this afternoon and tonight, strong northwest winds will continue this afternoon with sustained speeds of 30 to 40 miles per hour, frequently gusting 45 to 50 miles per hour. Sustained wind speeds will drop below 30 miles per hour by around sunset. And now the extended outlook for the period Tuesday through Sunday. Northwest winds, around 25 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 45 miles per hour are expected Tuesday, mainly north of Interstate 80. The combination of strong winds and low relative humidity values will result in near critical fire weather conditions Tuesday afternoon, primarily across portions of north central Kansas. Spotter information statement, spotter activation will not be needed through tonight. The current time is 3:12 p.m. Central Standard Time. Northwest wind gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour will continue into the afternoon. A mix of light rain and snow may also affect areas north of Interstate 80 this afternoon, but little, if any, accumulation is expected. Winds will decrease this evening, but the colder weather is here to stay. Low temperatures are expected to dip into the teens and 20s tonight, and high temperatures will likely only reach the upper 30s to mid 40s tomorrow. Here is your latest National Weather Service forecast for Hastings, Grand Island, Osceola, and surrounding areas. This afternoon, windy, cloudy with a 20% chance of snow, colder, highs in the upper 40s, northwest winds 30 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Tonight, windy, clear, colder, lows around 20. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour, then becoming west 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour after midnight. Tuesday, windy, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 40s. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 20s. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts to around 25 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to around 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows around 18. Thursday, partly cloudy,